Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk to NFL insider Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports. We'll get his take on the game coming up this weekend between the Chiefs and, of course, the Oakland Raiders. We'll do that coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on 610 Sports Radio. But it is time to win you some money. We've got Nick Costas, our gambling insider from Radio.com. He's our sports betting insider and host of You Better You Bet with Nick Costas.
Insider calls are brought to you by Midsize Mattress from Mercedes-Benz.
You can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app and the website. Nick, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Did you lose your shirt on Duke last night?
No, thankfully. But happy Thanksgiving to you and the great people of Kansas City. No, I did not touch the Duke's even up Boston game, thankfully, last night. But I will say that this was one of the great football betting weekends of my life. Colts on Thursday night last week, 5-0 college football Saturday, absolutely annihilated the NFL on Sunday. I did have the Rams on Monday night, so it wasn't a perfect week, but it was still very good. So I'm feeling excellent, very thankful for that heading into the holidays this week.
And you're very jazzed up about that as well. Big slate on Thursday, man, and that's why we're bringing you on Wednesday, because there's three games. Everybody's going to be watching them, trying to get away from their family, maybe placing a bet, get a little action on the game. Who are you loving tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day?
All right, I'll give you quick takes on all three games. So we don't know what's going on right now. It's the first game tomorrow in terms of the Lions quarterback situation. We know that Jeff Driscoll hamstring injury is bad enough that the Lions are looking at other quarterbacks. So I don't know if Driscoll's going to play. If he doesn't, it's going to be David Blau. You know, good luck with that if that's the case. But this line is already over the key number of three right now. It's sitting at Bears -3.5. I took it at -2.5 like 2 days ago. So I don't know if there's a ton of value right now at betting it now that it's over three. The way that I would look now with this Bears-Lions game would be under the total, under 38. To the Bills and the Cowboys, the second game here. So Dallas is around a 7-point favorite. It's been 6.5 or 7 all week. I would lay it with the Cowboys here coming off the loss to the Patriots and kind of like the emasculation of the coaching staff by Jerry Jones. I think they're going to come out and play well and put a big number up on the Bills. But where I really like this game would be over the total now. I took it a couple days ago when it was under 47. 47 is one of the key numbers. So it's right around there right now, like 46.5 or 47. So if you're out there right now and you like this over, it is going to continue to go up, and you want to get it at worst at 47 or below 47. So check that out now with the Cowboys and the Bills. And then the nightcap tomorrow night, the Saints and the Falcons in Atlanta. I know this is going to be tough for people to do because I think the favorites will win each of the first two games, the Bears and the Cowboys. So people are going to roll it on to the Saints after eating all day. I kind of like Atlanta, though, getting a touchdown at home. Saints have some major injuries they have to deal with, including their star left tackle, Terron Armstead. And I think the Falcons should have success moving the ball through the air. Marshawn Lattimore, not 100% for the Saints. So I would take the points with the Falcons in the final game tomorrow night. But if I had to give you the best bet for tomorrow, give me that over in the Bills-Cowboys game. Anything, if you can get it at 47 or below, I love that play tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Talking with Nick Costas, our gambling insider from Radio.com. And Nick, this week's game of the year, which it seemingly is every week, Ravens and 49ers, they play early on Sunday. What are you thinking about this one?
You know, I keep stepping in front of this Ravens train because I keep feeling like, okay, like we're going to sell the Ravens at the height of the market for them. And then, you know, the market goes up and keeps going up. I mean, that was as impressive a performance as you're ever going to see what they did to the Rams in L.A. on Monday night. Like, basically put their soul away. So I think it's too many points. Like, I'm going to take the points with the 49ers if you make the pick here. I'll take the six. I think if there were any front that could slow down this Ravens offense, it would be San Francisco's front. But full disclosure here, like, I'm not going to have anything on this game because, like, I want to take the points with San Francisco, but I also don't want to bet against Baltimore here. So I kind of just want to see how this game plays out. So I likely won't have a bet on it, but if you made me pick, I would take the 6 points with San Francisco. I think that number is slightly inflated.
You know, you talked rivalry game in the Thanksgiving Day game with Atlanta and New Orleans, and obviously Atlanta took care of the pool because of that, because they ended up losing that game. So I was, you know, mad at the Saints at that moment in time. Rivalry games are always so different in the NFL, and we've got one here on Sunday, the Chiefs and the Raiders. The Raiders stunk. They got blown out by the – saw that line come out on 10 on Sunday. The Chiefs a 10-point favorite on Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. What the heck's going on here? Is that too high, or is that right where it should be?
I think it's right where it should be, and like, and I always want to give you guys the best information when I come on the show. So our like, we only did two shows this week, obviously heading into the holiday, but we had a lot of NFL games packed into the two shows that we did on Monday and Tuesday night. And opinions are pretty split on this game as to what to do. A lot of people are kind of, a couple people confident in laying it with the Chiefs. A couple people want to take the points with the Raiders. For me, and I'm going to sing a song for you guys that I made up a couple years ago on a podcast I used to do for CBS. It's called Andy Reid Off the Bye. Andy Reid Off the Bye. That's the whole song. He's 13-7 off the bye against his record in his career as a head coach, which is very good, obviously, here. And I think they're going to have something cooked up for the Raiders here. Now, remember the first game that these two teams played. The Raiders had success for three quarters defending Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense. Sent the kitchen sink at Mahomes on basically every play, except for that avalanche second quarter where the Chiefs put 28 points on them in the blink of an eye. That game was in Oakland. Now it's in Kansas City here, and I have to think that the Chiefs coming off the bye, an offense that hasn't really clicked over the course of the last 6 weeks, 2 months or so, I think they're going to put a big number up on the Raiders here. So it's not a consensus pick. It's not like everyone, every sharp person out there is laying it with the Chiefs, but me personally, Andy Reid off the bye, I will lay it with Kansas City. I think the Chiefs are better than the Raiders, and I think the Chiefs ultimately, when it comes down to it, are one of the two best teams in the AFC, and that list does not include the New England Patriots. How
yeah,
about that?
I think you're right about that, man. I think everybody right now is talking Patriots, talking Ravens, and I just keep telling people, man, I don't count out Patrick Mahomes. I don't count out this Chiefs team, man. I feel like they're just kind of lying in the weeds, waiting to strike, and I said it earlier in the show, I think we're going to see an AFC championship game, knock on wood, hopefully it works out that way, where it's the Chiefs and Ravens playing in Baltimore and not the Chiefs and Patriots playing in New England for the AFC championship.
Well, you know, we go back to the AFC championship loss that the Chiefs had to New England back in January, and the big thing was they couldn't get home on Brady at the end of the game. Like, they scored enough points that they couldn't get home on Brady. Maybe they won't be able to get home on Lamar Jackson if it comes down to it. But what we've seen from the Chiefs now the last couple of weeks heading into the bye, right, the emergence of Frank Clark, like a healthy Chris Jones there, where, like, they're getting after the opposing quarterback a little bit. And, like, the Chiefs don't have to be the 85 Bears on defense. They've got to be, like, somewhat competent or even, like, slightly below average, not absolutely terrible. And I feel like this is going to the Super Bowl. Like, the offense is still insane. The head coach is still awesome. The quarterback is the best in the league, with apologies to Lamar Jackson.
Right.
I'll still take Mahomes. So, yeah, I agree 100%. I think, like, national media-wise right now, the Chiefs are kind of being slept on here with all the attention going on Baltimore, and, of course, rightfully so on Baltimore and the Patriots. But Chiefs, let them slide under the radar a little bit here, and we'll get some value on Kansas City, I think, come January.
No question about it. I feel the exact same way. Nick, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy the football tomorrow. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, and the same thing. Happy Thanksgiving to you, all the listeners out there. And, of course, wishing Minimal Sweats winning bets is the absolute very best of luck.
There you go. Nick Costas, Radio.com Sports Betting Insider, with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
Insider calls are brought to you by Midsize Mattress for Mercedes-Benz.
And, again, check out Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app. Give it a listen, and make sure you download the Radio.com app as well, because you can take us anywhere, all of our podcasts from the 435 Podcast Network, downloads of shows, whatever you need is right there on that radio.com app. In case you're just waking up this morning and you don't know the big story of the day and what went on last night, yeah, Duke lost to somebody named Stephen F. Austin.
Stephen F. Austin has it. It's Bain with 2-1 down the center of the lane. He lays it up and in, and the Lumberjacks have pulled the upset.
An absolute shocker tonight at Cameron. Stephen F. Austin wins it in overtime, 85-83.
Yeah, not a good one, and Coach K sums it up.
We lost.
Yeah, there it is. We lost. There it is. Duke losing to Stephen F. Austin. Coming up here on 610 Sports Radio, we'll get you our big story. Plus, our guy Therese Paylor, our NFL insider of Yahoo Sports, drops by. We'll find out with him if this Chiefs team heading into the month of December will be in that AFC championship game. We'll talk football with Therese. We do it next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.